Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
So big announcement at the end of this broadcast. This is not a podcast, by the way. Drives me absolutely nuts. Oh, Riley, you're doing a podcast. No, this is a broadcast. Big staff, worldwide approach. But anyway, big announcement on the new book coming out in September. It is not a killing book, but it is relevant to the presidential election. So hang tough. We'll tell you all about that. So looks like that President Biden is in panic mode. I'm going to walk everybody through this. Well, boy, things are folding fast. OK, and that is the subject of this evening's talking points memo. So first up, we have the border bill chaos. And I wrote a column, Sunday column, and I hope you read it. Everybody can read it. Don't have to be a member. Don't have to juggle. Don't have to sing a song. PunchUpBillO'Reilly.com. Here's the column. Punch it up. You can read it. And the column basically says that nobody knows what's in this border bill. Nobody knows. So why are people favoring and opposing what we don't know? Simple man, simple question. Okay? And of course, ideologues on the left, primarily, because they control the corporate media, oh, the Republicans don't want a deal at all. Okay, well, let's see what the deal is, all right? And I pick on Anderson Cooper in the column and Donald Trump. So equal. Okay, so the border bill. And there's Biden huffing and puffing. Shut it down. Don't believe a word of this, okay? If President Biden had any vision for this country at all, which he does not, he would have shut that border down 2 years ago. He doesn't care about the border. He's been there once. Okay? And all people dying from drug overdoses, Biden couldn't care less. Doesn't care. Doesn't have the capacity to care because he's in the early stages of dementia. All right. So when we get the bill, which should be this week, then I'll analyze it in a fair way. And I'll tell you what I would do if I were in Congress. Would I vote for it or not? That's number one. So number two is articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Chief Mayorkas, Alejandro Mayorkas. There he is. Now, he's the guy who said to the nation, hey, border's secure. So as I write in the column, is he a liar? Is he stupid? Is he both? Ooh, I don't know. But I do know that he has no credibility whatsoever. So why, though, would you impeach Alejandro rather than Joe Biden? Because Alejandro takes orders from Biden. He didn't do anything on his own. The reason is that every single House Republican, everyone, will vote to impeach Mayorkas. And therefore, the articles of impeachment will advance to the Senate. If you had a Biden impeachment, some Republicans would defect. And because the margin's so close, he probably wouldn't get an advancement to the Senate. Now, we all know, with the Senate controlled by the Democrats, that Alejandro is not going to be convicted. The Democrats will stay together. And there is a, we're going to do this tomorrow because I had to take a deeper look at it. There's a poll that says 55% of American Democrats want an open border. Inconceivable, because it's hurting their own families and towns, but that's what the poll says. But I want to take a deeper look at it, so we'll have it tomorrow. Okay, so Alejandro is going to be impeached. That'll happen probably next week. Tomorrow, the impeachment articles will be introduced, and that's going to embarrass Biden, obviously. Where do you hear the media backlash on that? It'll be interesting to hear that. Back to the solution to the border. So I'm interested in hearing specifics. What would I do to stop the millions of migrants pouring in here? That's what I'm interested in. Mitt Romney is a Republican senator from Utah. He's not running again because he probably would lose. And he hates Donald Trump. I've been waiting for a solution for Mitt Romney for 10 years. This is all I got. Go.
I think the border is a very important issue for Donald Trump. And the fact that he would communicate to Republican senators and congresspeople that he doesn't want us to solve the border problem because he wants to blame Biden for it is really appalling.
I don't think that's what Trump did. Okay, but we'll see. And Trump doesn't want to pass a bill that wouldn't stop the problem. Excuse me. But Romney hates Trump, and that's what you get. Now, Biden himself, finally, because the polls say 70% of the American people feel his border policy is destructive. Finally, Biden, roll the tape.
Folks, we're making real progress. One of the most important issues we're facing, security at the border. The first bill I introduced was for a massive change in security at our border. 2 months ago, my team began to work with a bipartisan group of senators to put together the toughest, smartest, fairest border security bill in history. The best one the nation has ever seen.
2 months ago. Yeah, well, what happened to the other 30 months when millions of people poured in here? This is just such a joke. Okay, so we will be fair when that border bill comes out. And to criticize Donald Trump a little bit, he should pull back a little bit on this. You should wait. The bill is soft. If it doesn't solve the problem, then you oppose. Make sense to you? I hope it does. Finally, the Ukraine funding shouldn't be tied into this. These are two separate issues that are both very important to the United States. So we've got to go a little bit longer with Ukraine blunting Putin. If Trump wins, I'm pretty confident that Trump would stop that madness over there. I could be wrong, absolutely. Okay, but we can't let Putin overrun Ukraine. And it should be separate bills. That's the memo. Okay, President Biden didn't do anything again today. This is Monday. So he doesn't usually do anything Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, he does something, and he didn't do anything on Friday. That's generally, but there's a schedule. And that's what they put out, by the way. I'm not being a wise guy. The White House puts out his president's schedule, nothing. Okay. Over the weekend, he was in South Carolina raising money, you know what he did. And then last week, he was in Wisconsin talking about the infrastructure bill that's helping with a bridge there. Roll the tape on that.
And that's on top of another $1 billion to clean up the Great Lakes, which provide drinking water for 20 million people. 20 million people. And by the way, it used to make beer brewed here. It is used to make the brew beer here in this refinery. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder what he's talking about.
Anybody have any idea what he's talking about? Earth Rider? Is that a brand out there? Brew beer here? I just don't know. So another 20 million people will get water. Apparently they're parched now. They don't have any water. I don't know. I know people in Wisconsin, and they have water there, but for some reason that another $1 billion has to go to get more water. Not exactly sure why, but this is the infrastructure bill. Good.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Gallup puts out a poll about presidential approval ratings in year three. Okay, after 3 years are done. I'm going to put them up on a screen on a radio. I'll read them out. Eisenhower at the highest, 72%. George H.W. Bush had 70%. But he lost. He lost it all in the last year. JFK, 62%. Bush the younger, 60%. These are job approval ratings. Nixon, 50%. Clinton, 47. Reagan, 45. Obama, 45. Trump, 42. Biden, 40. 39.8. We're rounding off. Carter, 37.4. So Jimmy Carter was an absolute disaster as a president. I mean, it was, you know, I'm going to give you a little bit of hint that we've been working on all the presidents for the new book. But Biden's going to slip below Carter. And because of all the stuff overseas, this is really getting to be a problem. So it all started with the surrender in Afghanistan. Everybody knows that. Remember, it was an excellent mission, by the way. They had an excellent evacuation. That Taliban took over, 17 military people killed at the Kabul airport, but it was excellent. Joe pulled everybody out, okay? Gave all of the billions of dollars of the military equipment to the Taliban. It was so good, you know? So after that, then every bad agent in the world started misbehaving because they knew Biden. No idea what he's doing. There is a new podcast on The First TV, which carries the No Spin News, as you know. Just started Monday. It's hosted by a guy named Josh Hammer. He is a senior editor at large for Newsweek, the internet magazine. And I've been around, a journalist. He comes to us from Miami, Florida. So why do we need 4,000,001 podcasts?
Well, Bill, it's great to join you. As I told you off air, I really grew up watching your program. So it's really an honor and a privilege. So we feel that there is no one currently covering all of the various litigation and lawfare affecting the 2024 presidential election who is being fair and honest about it. Now, you have many podcasts on the left from the New York Times, NPR, CNN, Washington Post, from that whole media orbit that are trying to cover the various Trump-related legal drama, such as the Fannie Willis incident that you were just talking about. But they're obviously doing so through a very specific analytical prism, a vehemently anti-Trump, you might say TDS, Trump derangement syndrome, inflicted prism. On the other hand, you have some commentators on the right who I think, you know, if we're trying to be fair here, probably also are not entirely fair, that they are so in Trump apologist mode that they're trying to remove kind of their legal analysis cap and just trying to offer up any kind of defense that they possibly can. I would like to think, Bill, and I guess we'll see if this experiment is successful, but I'm just going to call it like I see it. I'm an attorney by background. I still speak to Federal Society groups at law schools all across the country, even published actually a piece of constitutional scholarship earlier this month. I'm a very conservative guy, but I actually openly supported Ron DeSantis in the primary, so I don't hold any water for Donald Trump. I'm a conservative lawyer who's going to call it like they see it. And we're on the show, Bill, we're going to talk not just about Trump's legal trials. We're going to talk also about Hunter Biden, of course, his gun prosecution, his tax prosecution. We'll talk about the question of 14th Amendment Section 3 insurrection clause, the question of Trump ballot access all across the country. And, you know, occasionally we'll sprinkle in some other legal news as well. So, for example, in my show this morning, I talked about the Texas border dispute, which reached the U.S. Supreme Court.
Let me stop you there. Just nuts and bolts before we get to the Texas situation. How long is the podcast?
It's a short form, so it's only 15 to 20 minutes every morning. It's trying just to get you the legal news of the day.
15 to 20 minutes. 5 days a week?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you're concentrating on policy that crosses the line into the legal realm. So I get a lot of mail on Texas, and I've been very clear on it. The Supreme Court is a final word in this country on legal matters. And the most recent ruling in Texas, 5-4, was that if the federal authorities want to remove razor wire that the state of Texas has placed on federal land, that they have the legal right to do it, and Texas cannot stop that. And I said, that ruling is compatible with the Constitution. Would you say yes or no to that?
Look, I mean, Texas and the United States are both sovereign
entities. Well, you got to answer the question, Josh. Based on the Constitution, would you say the Supreme Court ruling upheld what the Constitution says?
So unfortunately, Bill, what the court held, I do not think that it's compatible with current U.S. law, because if you look at current U.S. law, including the statute that's commonly referred to as AEDPA, which was the statute passed after the Oklahoma City bombing in 1996, you know, it is all-encompassing, ubiquitous United States congressionally passed legislation that the United States has to protect the borders of this country. They have to detain illegal migrants when they cross there.
That's a theory, and it's a correct theory. But based on the law, okay, and you can disagree with the law, and I would say probably to most of our audience tonight does, that Governor Abbott's doing the right thing by protecting the citizens of Texas by putting razor wire up so migrants can't pour in. I mean, I think the sympathies of the American people are with Governor Abbott. But the wording of the law, again, you can disagree with it, but it's clear. And once the Supreme Court rules, that has got to be upheld or we have anarchy. Would you agree with that?
I think it's a little more complicated than that, Bill. I have to say I do. So look, the United States, if you look at what the Supreme Court order said, they said that Border Patrol has the ability to go in and snip razor wire as they so choose. Now, it's worth parsing that out legally because the Supreme Court order, as I think you just implicitly noted, was actually silent as to what the state of Texas can do. It says nothing whatsoever as to what Greg Abbott's Correct. Department of Public Safety, Texas Rangers can do when it Correct. Comes to putting up new wire. So it becomes something of a Mexican standoff, if you will, pun very much intended.
I don't disagree with any of that, okay? The order clearly states that if the Border Patrol deems necessary, it can take the wire out. And state of Texas cannot stop the Border Patrol from doing that. But 3 days later, the state of Texas can put more wire back. They don't violate the law by doing that, according to this ruling, because the ruling was so narrow. Okay. And that's what the state of Texas is saying. Look, all right, go take it out. All right. But we're going to put it back. And then they'll take it out again or whatever. And Mexican standoff, cliche, but that's what it is. However, if Governor Abbott put Texas Rangers down with the razor wire and said to the federales, don't touch our wire, he could be arrested and put into prison.
That's what you can't do. I would agree with you on that. The order very clearly.
Well, we're simpatico on that. And the reason that all this happened was because the federal government has jurisdiction over the borders of the United States, not the states. And federal law trumps state law, always. Now, the problem then becomes, what do you do when you have a president who will not enforce the law, which we have right now? And this is the frustration on the right, Republican Party, not enforcing the law. And people are in danger in Texas and New Mexico and California and Arizona. All of that is true. But there are mechanisms to remove the president if he won't enforce the law. Unfortunately, our system's so corrupt now that the mechanism of impeachment is now a party thing. It's not like it was in Watergate. I'll give you the last word on it.
Well, Bill, this whole dispute takes me back to the 2012 Supreme Court case, Arizona versus United States, which was a very, very similar legal issue. Arizona passed a strong anti-illegal immigration law under then Governor Jambor called SB 1070. And the court did rule in a very divided ruling, 5-4. They basically upheld parts of the law, struck down parts of the law. But my favorite opinion from that case, which is the one that I quoted both on my new show and on my column on Friday, was the concurrence slash dissent of the late great Justice Antonin Scalia. When he says, I think this is exactly right as a matter of constitutional law 101, because the states are sovereign entities, they have the right to exclude and to enforce their own border with two exceptions, Bill, unless there are constitutional limitations to the contrary or congressional impositions to the contrary. That's the Supremacy Clause of Article 6, which you referenced earlier. I think the key point, though, for Scalia in Arizona and that I would make here in Texas is that those two factors don't actually apply right now because there is no congressional legislation that would affirmatively allow Border Patrol, in this case, to go in and snip razor wire in defiance of pre-existing congressional statute. So I think it is a little bit more legally complicated of a situation. But having said that, I think that Texas is absolutely doing the right thing. And I do think that Biden is bluffing and that he's going to blink first when it comes to this standoff as well.
All right. Well, we'll have more challenges, certainly, in the next 6 months. So the podcast is called America on Trial. The guy I'm talking to right now with the beard is Josh Hammer. And you can check him out every morning on the first. And you should. Josh, smart guy. If anything else catches your eye on the immigration front, let us know, Josh, okay? We appreciate you coming on.
You bet, Bill. Thanks so much.
Okay, cheers.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And again, we're waiting. And when something breaks, like military action against Iran or anything like that, I will immediately go to BillO'Reilly.com and provide you with analysis. So this is a No Spin News broadcast that's taped. But breaking news on Iran and on the border bill. That happens Saturday, whatever. Bang. Just go to BillO'Reilly.com and I'll have initial analysis on it. Polls. Morning consult. 7 swing states. Let's run them down. North Carolina, Trump 49, Biden 39. Nevada, Trump 48, Biden 40. Georgia, Trump 49, Biden 41. Wisconsin, Trump 49, Biden 44. Michigan, Trump 47, Biden 42. Pennsylvania, Trump 48, Biden 45. Arizona, Trump 47, Biden 44. Pennsylvania and Arizona are dead heats because of the margin of error. So the Trump people got to be happy with that. I don't understand Arizona. Maybe you guys who watch us in Arizona can explain to me, why would anybody in Arizona support Joe Biden? Why? Your whole state is overrun by migrants. Crime in Arizona. You guys know. Why? Arizona is not a state like California or New York where there's a massive income level. You guys are paying 17% more for the essentials of life in Arizona, like everybody is. But it's a working class state. What is this 44% of Arizonans supporting Biden? If you can explain it, I'll read your letter. Another poll, Quinnipiac. Now, this is not a good poll, and I'll prove it to you. All right, but we got to report it. 1,852 adults. Now, it should be likely voters. Adults mean nothing. These pollsters should go likely voters, okay? Because remember, a lot of people don't vote. They don't know what they're doing. Republican 27, Democrat 30, Independent 30. If the election were held today, who would you vote for? Biden 50, Trump 44. Wow. Now, this is an outlier because all the other polls have Trump ahead. So Biden is ahead by 6 points in Quinnipiac. Men, Biden 42, Trump 53. Women, Biden 58, Trump 36. Now, still the woman vote, that's accurate. That's why it has to be a woman vice president. Now, Quinnipiac. So in 2020, the last presidential election, Biden versus Trump, in September, they had Biden up by 10 over Trump, 52-42. In October, they had Biden 51, Trump 41. Okay? So obviously, the election was much closer than that. It came down to, what, 20,000 votes in swing states? So Quinnipiac, it's a bad poll. It has always been a bad poll. But if you turn on your TV news, they're running with the Quinnipiac poll. I'm not going to say the number is bad. I'm going to say it's a bad poll. Historically, it has been. I can prove it. But this number, I don't believe it, but it could be true. Okay, the issues. I don't like that word, issues. Problems is a much better word. But there is a place for issues in a political campaign. So what are you going to do on certain items? So DeRoy Murdoch, do you know him? He's pretty good. I followed DeRoy for years. Pretty good. He writes for the Washington Examiner. And he put together an issue paper studying the performance of Biden v. Trump. Here's what DeRoy Murdoch's putting out there. In his first 3 years in office, Biden has spent federal money 94% faster than Trump's first 3 years. It's almost a double. 12-month consumer price growth, 48% higher than in January 2020 when Biden took over. So you'll hear the Biden people go, oh, no, we inflation coming down, Bob. It's 48% higher. Milk up 23%, bread up 35%, sirloin steak up 39%, eggs up 71%. At the border, apprehensions of foreign nationals under Biden up 200% in his first 3 years. Terror watch list Last year under Trump, 11. First 3 years under Biden, 312, up 2,736%. Okay. There are facts right there. So when you write me and go, well, how can I convince my mother-in-law or my sister? And if you are concierge or premium member, you get a transcript of a program free. It's run down. But when you run it down, the person supporting Biden go, oh, it's not true. People believe what they want to believe, right? Now, I want to be fair to Biden, even though I think he's the second worst president in the country's history. It's not worthy for me to not give him a fair shake. So one of the things that Joe Biden is touting is how he's bringing down the price of prescription drugs. Go.
You know, we're here at a pharmacy today at the National Institute of Health to talk about my administration's work to crack down on price gouging, to lower prescription drug costs, to put money back in the pockets of hardworking families, and reduce government spending on prescription drugs at the same time.
Okay, but in 3 years, he hasn't done anything. He has a plan. Biden has a plan. But it doesn't take effect till 2026, 2 years from now. But it's not into law. Okay, there's a plan. Now, starting this month, there is a federal mandate on prescription drugs that you cannot raise the price if you're a pharmaceutical company faster than the rate of inflation. So that is a mandate from the federal government. Then pharmacies, pharmaceutical companies have to obey it. Okay, that's good. But otherwise, it's all over the place. All right, there's no congressional legislation to get these drug prices. Now, what there should be is tax write-offs for this, for seniors and things like that. That you're paying over a certain amount for prescription drugs, you take it off your taxes, like a credit, like the child care credit. That's the easiest way to do this. Nikki Haley. Boy, I can't tell you how many letters I've gotten from people who say, oh no, Texas is within its rights to defy the Supreme Court's ruling about the razor wire. Okay, just to briefly, Supreme Court rule, very narrow ruling, 5-4, that if the federal authorities see razor wire on federal land, they can take the razor wire down. And if the state of Texas tries to prevent that, they can be arrested. And it means the governor. The Supreme Court. Final word. Okay. A lot of people don't like that ruling. I don't like the ruling. But I understand that when a Supreme Court rules, that's it. No wiggle room. So Nikki Haley was on a radio program and was asked about it. Go.
Let's talk about what's reality. Mm-hmm. Texas isn't going to secede. I mean, that's not something that they're going to do.
So why did you say you believe in that in 2010?
What was the context of it?
You said you believe that states have the right to secede. That's what you said.
Do you believe that the states of the United States have the right to secede from the Union?
I think that they do. I mean, the Constitution says that.
Constitution does not say that. Okay? So this is something that Nikki Haley is going to have to figure out. So in 1869, 5 years after the Civil War, Supreme Court ruled Texas versus White in a 5-3 decision that Texas, same state, did have the right to bring a suit against the federal government, but could not bail out. Okay? The case affirmed that states, all states, do not have the right to unilaterally secede from the United States. The Supreme Court ruled the United States is a, quote, indestructible union from which no state can secede. You all have that? Raise your hand if you don't have it. That ruling stands. And if there was another challenge, by any state, I guarantee you would be 9-0. We cannot, because then you'd have absolute anarchy and chaos. You have 50 different countries.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety. And it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
This Saturday, and this is the first I heard about this because it's blacked out in the corporate media. There is a big demonstration in Eagle Pass, Texas, not an easy place to get to, Saturday called Take Our Border Back Convoy. Okay? So it's sponsored by a bunch of people that are angry about the chaos on the southern border. They want everybody to come down, and they're going to be peacefully assembling to demand that the southern border be secure. Okay, that's Saturday, February 3rd, Eagle Pass. And there are also rallies in San Ysidro, California. That's a little easier, south of San Diego. And Yuma, Arizona, down in Pima County, are on the border there. Thought you'd like to know. Smart life. So the key to good health as you age, but even when you're in your 20s and 30s, the key to good health is what you eat. Okay, that's primo for a smart life. Now, if you are a substance abuser, alcohol or drugs, everything flies out the window because you're abusing your body on a regular basis, and no matter what you eat, it's not going to matter. Something's going to go wrong. But if you are a normal person and you are going through life, the healthiest diet that you can eat, according to a lot of studies and U.S. News and World Report, okay, just out, is the Mediterranean diet. Wow, Mediterranean diet. Now, I've spent a considerable amount of time around the Mediterranean Sea. I've been to every country except Tunisia. I haven't been to North Africa. I've been to Morocco, but Tunisia and those, Libya. But I've been to Egypt, Israel, Turkey, Greece, Italy. Well, I know the region. So the Mediterranean diet, this is what, and you got a pen and paper, I hope. Here we go. You eat olive oil is number one. Olive oil. And they put olive oil in everything over there. I like olive oil, by the way. So olive oil in there. Fish. Okay, you heard that a million times. A lot of people don't like fish. But you can gussy the fish up, all right? Sometimes with olive oil. But, you know, you put a little capers on it, you know, olives, whatever it may be. Nuts, vegetables, fruits, honey. Fresh honey, which I use on my oatmeal, my Irish oatmeal in the morning. Got a little bit of honey. Not a lot, but it zings it up a little bit. And cinnamon. I had cinnamon this morning. Okay? And then... if you do that, you drop your risk of heart disease by 30%. If you, you know, incorporate most of this. You got to stay away from red meat. That means you don't have to not eat it ever, but maybe once a week. Right? I don't, red meat for me, maybe once a week. Okay? Cheese. I'll eat some cheese, but I'm not pounding the cheese. Dairy, I have dairy in the morning because of bones, osteo, you know, so you, it, but I don't, I'm not chugging it down. And processed foods, I try to stay away from. Anything that, you know, you buy that's got all this glop in it, no. So check out the Mediterranean diet. Just Google Mediterranean diet, tell you all about it. But if you switch it, you'll feel a difference fast. Okay, Bud Light. Now, I don't drink beer. I don't drink alcohol. I am the most boring guy in the world. You're looking at him right now. So beer to me, my father drank Peel's beer. Remember Peel's? If you had to be in New York, and it wasn't a top of the line beer, but he didn't drink a lot of it. But I remember him when I was a little kid watching him put it in a little beer thing and a foam come up. Once in a while, I take the beer and go, I read root beer, primo, not anymore, too much sugar, but back then. So anyway, Bud Light hires, you know, the trans person, Dylan Mulvaney. Since they hired Dylan, the numbers have been gruesome. They have lost, Anheuser-Busch has lost $27 billion in market value. Can you imagine that? Just because they put this person in the ad, they lost $27 billion. And Bud Light sales have declined 27%. That's a disaster. So what is Anheuser-Busch doing? They hired a guy named Shane Gillis. Now, Shane Gillis is relatively unknown. Saturday Night Live fired him. First they hired him. Then they fired him because he was telling jokes about trans people and gays. All right? Give you a flavor of Gillis. Roll the tape.
Trump gave what I think was probably one of the greatest speeches of world leaders given, you know, it's got to be up there with like Churchill, Gettysburg Address. It's the night the United States killed the leader of ISIS. Trump comes out of the Situation Room at like midnight in the White House and he walks down that tunnel like he's, and gives a press conference, like he's giving a post-game MBA and just goes, Abu Bakar al-Baghdadi is dead. He died like a dog. And it's like,
so he got a conservative bent to him, and Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light, hires him to do marketing for Bud Light. I don't know. I don't know. And very interesting, isn't it? So I'm sorry the guy got fired from Saturday Night Live. I was very disappointed that they did that because over the years, I've had a good relationship with them. I've appeared on Saturday Night Live. And I go, what are you doing? But now he's going to be in the spotlight. We'll see how he does. All right, here it is. New book, Cover Please, on the radio, confronting the presidents. No spin assessments from Washington to Biden. Out in September. Every single president, all 45 of them, are analyzed by Martin Dugard and myself. Who was good for the country? Who was bad, who was screwed up, on and on and on and on. You will learn more in one book, Confronting the Presidents, than you did in your whole school history career. We take you from Washington, whose mother did not like him, all the way to Biden. Okay? Where do you see this? I'm still writing it. Okay, we'll be done in about a month. It's a bear to write this book, but we have uncovered so much stuff that nobody ever heard of. How did we do it? Private letters written by the presidents themselves. Oh, where do you see them? So this is going to be a huge book. Obviously, it comes out in September, and everybody's going to vote for president in November. And we're going to deal with Obama and Trump and Biden, Bush the Young, everybody. But the history in this book, so staggering, and it's all compressed. It's a bigger book than the Killing Books. Killing Books are about 300 pages, it'd be about 400. But I tell you, you're not going to be able to put it down. And it's not boring. And like boom, boom. It's the same style that we're writing it. So I'm very pleased with it so far. Just got to get to the end here. You know, just new stuff comes in every day. And we kind of revise and look at this. And, you know, some of these people you never heard of, Millard Fillmore, Chester Arthur. What do you say who they were, really, as people? Grover Cleveland. Whoa. Okay, and in addition to the presidents, you know. I was just talking about Jimmy Carter. What a disaster. You're not going to believe how chaotic that White House was under him. So, confronting the presidents, no spin assessments from Washington to Biden, out in September. Of course, you can pre-order on BillO'Reilly.com and get it first. Please with it. You'll like it. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News, and we'll see you again on Monday.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.